It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, I know that you guys call me Corner Dot and you think that I'm always worried about something. I think that my worries, at least right now, are well-founded. I want to tell you a player yesterday that was out there getting fricasseed. I mean, deep fried yesterday. I've got the stats if you don't believe me. So I told you guys before the break that I am no longer going to call this the Eric Warfield Award. We're not even going to call it the Burnt Toast Award. We are giving it its own name, which makes sense given the Kansas City flavor. Rob, we are now going to call it the Barbecue Chicken Alert.
Barbecue Chicken Alert. Barbecue Chicken Alert.
That's what we're going to call it. Barbecue Chicken Alert. Can I tell you guys how Nazi Johnson played yesterday? Let me tell you. Nazi Johnson was targeted 12 times. He gave up a catch in 9 of those targets. Nazi Johnson gave up 103 yards yesterday and gave up a touchdown. Rob, the passer rating when Josh Allen threw towards Nazi Johnson was 128.1. Now, I know text line, Corner Dot, you know Spags is going to scheme him up. You always do this. Okay, that's fine. You can feel that way, and I'm not telling you that's not going to be true. But until proven otherwise, he is not Nazi Johnson on this show. We got a new name for him.
Barbecue Chicken Alert. Barbecue Chicken Alert.
Man was out there getting cooked last night. Getting an all cardio workout yesterday. He was getting. That man was trailing all night yesterday. He was a problem yesterday. An absolute problem. Now, I get it. Jalen Watson, who was having a very strong season, broke his ankle. And now the Chiefs are trying to figure out what they're going to do with that second corner spot. Nazi, you were not the only one that was out there barbecue chicken. That Roland Wazlis kid, I'm not convinced that he knows who Patrick Mahomes is. I'm not sure that Patrick Mahomes has ever talked to Christian Roland Wazlis. He was out there getting cooked yesterday, Rob. Joshua Williams was out there getting fricasseed yesterday. It wasn't good for the Chiefs corners last night. No, let me tell you. Now, some of that is the pass rush, and their pass rush has a pretty tough time getting home. Last year, the Chiefs, I believe, had 57 sacks. They currently have 18, so they are way off their pace last year. Now, they had better corners last season. They had L'Jarius Sneed, who certainly played at a Pro Bowl all-pro level. You guys know what happened to him. He doesn't play for the Chiefs anymore. I'm not telling you that the sky is falling. I'm not telling you that these guys can't improve. But I'm telling you that one of your fears at the deadline, what's their cornerback room look like and how much experience that they have. I don't have any questions about Trent McDuffie. He's good. My question about those other guys, because yesterday we saw Josh Allen take turns giving those individuals a workout. Nazi Johnson got a little bit. Joshua Williams got a little bit. Roland Wallace got some. Chamari Connor had a big penalty. Their secondary was not strong yesterday. This was the worst defensive performance they have had in quite some time. And it was the first time, Rob, that I felt that the injuries that they've taken have really started to take a toll on the defense. We mentioned at the top of the show, they have had 3 drives near the end of the game in each of their last 3, and their defense has not held up. Their defense didn't hold up on Tampa Bay's final offensive drive on Monday Night Football. The Broncos went down the field to put themselves in field goal range. And yesterday, this was a one-possession game. All you needed the Chiefs to do was to get off the field. It didn't matter if Buffalo even kicked a field goal. You could have ran 3-4 minutes off the clock. Kick a field goal, give Patrick Mahomes a little bit of time to go down the field and score, and the defense couldn't do it. One of the reasons their defense couldn't do it was this.
Barbecue chicken alert. Barbecue chicken alert.
So I'm not here to defend Nazi Johnson, who was really bad.
He wasn't good.
I mean, like, really bad. May the worst game of his NFL career. Not that he's some all-pro that has had a bad day. He was horrible. But there's always been a relationship between pass rush and secondary. And it seems like the Chiefs, or at least Spag's system, or his scheme, whatever you want to call it, has been, we're going to blitz. How many times have you watched a Chiefs game and Tony Romo's like, look, they're coming from here, they're coming from here, they're going to come from here, they're bringing everyone. That's a sentence I hear all the time on Chiefs games. That Monday night game against the Bucks, Aikman was enthralled by how many people they're bringing. Tom Brady on his podcast talks about, yeah, I know Spags well. He brings a lot of pressure. Well, you know what's not happening right now? That pressure's not getting home. And when that pressure doesn't get home, it causes a lot of stress on the secondary. Last week, Trent McDuffie wasn't very good, but there also was a better pass rush, but still, pass rush issues. This week, Josh Allen was as clean back there as I can remember any quarterback against Spags. Not just the Bills, anyone. He could do whatever he wanted. He, even on the last play of the game, had time to scramble around before making the run. Like, the pass rush was not getting there. Basically, if you don't wear 95, you are useless in the pass rush right now. And if that doesn't change, cornerback 3, cornerback 4, rotational special teams guy that have been thrust into bigger roles are absolutely going to get flamed. It's just how it works. I understand why it happened. Nazi Johnson versus Amari Cooper was not the Chiefs' plan in August. It wasn't. Brett Veach never thought, hey, in this game in November, I really hope we get a one-on-one between Roland Wallace and, you know, Shakur for the Bills. That was not the plan. But when you're forced into that dude injury, your pass rush has to hit home. And Josh Allen had eons of time to stand back there and pick apart the Chiefs. I mean, that two-minute drive. I know the Chiefs eventually get the stop and they kick the field goal right before half, then Bills. Josh Allen was just boop, 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 hitting everyone, including Curtis Samuel, who hasn't existed all season because they have time to get open because Josh Allen has time to get from read 1 to read 2 to read 3 to read 4. The last couple times the Chiefs and Bills have matched up, it's been like a 17-13 game because Spags has schemed it up. I don't know if the Bills just made adjustments finally, but Josh Allen with forever to throw is more the problem to me than Nazi Johnson being exposed.
I'm looking at the standings right now, and the Chiefs are 25th in sacks. There are a handful of teams, obviously, that are below them. They have 19 sacks on the season. To let you guys who number one is, number one's the Broncos. The Broncos have 35 sacks on the season. I think we saw how good their pass rush and their defensive line is yesterday. So I just wanted to pass those stats to you guys. If you were just tuning in, let me tell you what Nazi Johnson did in pass defense against Buffalo. 9 catches on 12 targets, 103 yards, 1 touchdown allowed, 128.1 passer rating. Nazi Johnson was not good in the secondary yesterday for Kansas City. If you guys want to chime in, you still can. 913-586-7965. 913-586-7965.
You spent it over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.